The word of God is life. This is the Meat of the Word on Hope FM.
Back to the Meat of the Word, and it's Acts chapter 27. It's the storm as Paul and his companions sail towards Rome.
I'm glad you said 29.
Why? It was a mistake.
It's a slip
of the tongue.
Can still work well. I've heard, I think it was a preacher who said, we are the ones to write Acts 29. And the way...
We the church.
Yes.
All right. The
way it ends, which we hope to see maybe next time, it's like a pause.
The way Acts ends. For sure.
Yes. So Acts 29 is our life.
Okay.
Amen.
All right.
So we started with the... off to Rome, Caesarea, and we reached Myra. All right?
Yes.
Now, from verse 7 to 12, we're going to move from Myra to Fair Havens.
Fair Havens.
Yes.
That's a good name for a town.
It's nice. All right. Somebody started a resort.
A retreat.
Yeah.
Fair.
I might just take up that
challenge. Fair Havens.
Fair Havens. Nobody is taking it up.
Please take it and immediately patent it.
All right.
Okay.
But the main idea here is a wrong choice. First of all, the ship was not going to Rome, so the other one, the Adramitian one, so they now get off. Is it to disembark or to embark?
Disembark.
Okay.
You embark on a journey.
All right.
Yes.
And they get on a new one now that is going to Rome, and it is an Alexandrian ship. According to one Bruce, this ship is carrying wheat from Egypt. And we wonder how Egypt has
Alexandria is in Egypt.
Yes.
All right.
Now, this ship, by the way, is very big. Did I tell you about it?
No.
It carries...
How would you know that?
Well, that some of it is already given in the text.
So you're just looking at the measurements given.
It had 276 people. That is given in, we'll read there. When they land in Malta, they'll say there were 276 people on board. And then, according now to research done by the historians, as I said, some of these things, you can fairly well know what they were.
Okay.
It has a tonnage of 2,600 tons. 2,000? You know, one ton is one pickup. In terms of...
Wow.
Yeah, so it can... You're surprised. In 59?
People have built that?
Yes. And it is able to take you to the other side of the Mediterranean or of that sea there. So this is now, this ship is called, we just told it's an Alexandrian ship. And when they are there at Fair Havens, near Crete or around Crete, Paul says, let's not proceed in this journey. Are you with me?
Yes, I am.
But the pilot and the owner of the ship, they say, no, let's not do that. Let's continue and try to hurry so that by the time it's winter, we are in a place called Phoenix and we can relax there and wait for the winter to pass and then we continue.
Question.
Yes.
Is Paul saying that he can see the voyage is going to be disastrous?
He is.
Because he is seeing it, let me put it in quotes, in the spirit. Or is he putting one and one together because much time has been lost and sailing is already becoming dangerous? In verse 9, why did he say this?
I think it is the first option you said.
The in the spirit.
In the spirit.
All right.
I think I want to read it again. That was verse 9.
Verse 10.
verse
the 10. Where he's saying men I can see.
Yeah.
Yes, verse
that
10.
Is verse 10, right. Men I perceive, let me read my fashion.
Oh.
I perceive that this voyage will end with disaster and much loss, not only of the cargo and ship, but also our lives. This is not just because of the what is physically on the ground, but I believe, because next time he'll say you should have listened to me.
Mm.
And there it is clear that an angel has spoken to him. I believe that again, there is supernatural knowledge.
All right,
that has come to him.
Yes.
Because they don't seem to mind battered, being battered by the water.
Mm.
But Paul is saying it's going to be more than that.
Yes.
In other words, they also know it's not going to be smooth sailing.
It's going to be difficult.
Yeah. But they think, I think we can do it.
We can manage.
Yeah. You know what the pilots normally tell us when we are flying?
Yes, we can manage
them. We are experiencing a little, we expect a little bit of turbulence. But it should be okay, you know.
Yes.
So that is what they are thinking. But Paul has, I believe, supernatural knowledge to know that they should not go.
Mm.
There we should just pause and speak to Christians to be listening to themselves when they're taking journeys, when they are about to make a decision. And chances are that the Lord is speaking to you. By the way you are feeling, this journey will not go well. Or, I should not take this vehicle.
Mm.
And of course, there are those stories all over the place. If we ask our listeners to tell us, they'll give you.
Yes.
There is a story of even the recent Ethiopian crash.
Mm.
Yeah, there was a team that was to be on that flight that at least I've heard about. And for some reason, they delayed. And that's how they survived. So what we are saying is, in many cases, even if you don't consider yourself a prophet, as long as you are born again, you are walking with the Lord, He is always whispering some things.
Something.
Yeah.
That's true.
And it is very good to just be attentive.
Mm.
And sometimes just take a little bit more time before taking certain decisions.
All right.
Even if it is investments.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because the offers are very many these days.
How do you know?
Yes. How do you know? Mm. If there is no peace, just let it relax. Especially for those who are married.
Mm.
And both of them are born again, and they have, one of them is not quite
comfortable.
Maybe we should hold.
Let's just wait a bit more.
Yes, yeah, because chances are that you'll end up in a shipwreck.
Thank you.
But if that happens, the other partner should be nice also, and not to be too hard on this other person. And I told you.
No, but they can always say, you should have listened to me. But now.
In a nice spirit.
But now,
an angel stood before me and said this.
Yes.
Yeah. There is an interesting point there in verse 9 of, yours actually says the Day of Atonement.
Yom Kippur.
Yeah, but that really is the original probably says the fast, when the fast, because the fast was now over.
Mm.
And so that is almost an interpretation that the fast is the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. And that has been saying to be October 5, AD 59.
Wow. Wow.
We know when the Day of Atonement was in that year.
Yes.
That is how.
Interesting.
That is how clear we are. So this is a wrong choice. This is people refusing to hear the servant of God. And it is also an encouragement to Christians and servants of God. Sometimes you'll not be listened to.
Mm.
If you're not listened to, what do? You continue with life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not listening to him will also cause him to be in that storm.
He himself will be in that storm. So in such cases, you just try to do the best you can under the circumstances.
of not having been listened to.
Listened to.
And the whole family is in that now.
Right.
So you're in it.
You are in it.
Yeah.
But I think he continues with prayer, I believe.
Yes.
And because now he has done his best, he gave his warning. That's a place to pause, to talk to intercessors and people who have this hearing more than some of us. Once you have given the word, that's all you can do. Now don't push it again and say, I'm going to remove this leadership because they are not hearing. you have done your part. The message has gone to the pastor, to the leader, or whoever it is.
Let it rest there.
Let it rest there. Just now, talk with God.
Yeah.
And say,
go back to the closet.
Go back to the closet. Don't begin now doing politics to make it happen the way you prophesy. Because you are only a messenger.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So.
And I can see the problem with the centurion.
What can you see?
I can see in verse 11.
Yes.
That he's having to listen to either Paul.
Or
the pilot, right, and the owner.
And who is the expert?
Of course the pilot is the expert, according to the centurion.
Yes.
Yes.
But I was thinking of a verse which I nearly forgot to mention.
Yes.
Is it Isaiah 55?
What does it say?
That's God's ways.
Yes, it's 55.
Yeah.
Are higher than ours. Are higher than ours.
Yeah. And there's a testimony from Reverend Mugambi.
He of Sitam Valley Road.
Yes.
Now.
Yes.
Yes.
Talking about his experience at Sitam Thika Town.
What does he say?
There is a man who I believe was a prayerful gentleman. You remember that story?
Yes, I've heard him say.
Oh, they were putting the church somewhere. He said, that's not where I saw it. That is not where the church was in what I saw.
Yes, yes.
And
amazing.
And it turns out finally the church ended up in that place which this man
had seen in some vision.
Yes. But again, he behaved well. He didn't fight. He just said, actually.
Just saw where they wanted to put the church and he's saying, but that's not what I saw.
That's not what I saw.
Wasn't that very sharp guidance?
It's amazing. It's incredible. So it tells us God is still guiding us today.
Amen.
Acts 29. You know, your tagline is still working. Yeah. So, we are through with that point.
All right.
But we go to the next one.
Okay.
The 13 to 44, where the storm really is. From Fair Havens to Malta. And let's again remind ourselves of Isaiah, I think now it's 43. When you pass
through the waters.
Yes.
They shall not overwhelm you.
Right.
Mm-mm.
When you pass, they will not overwhelm you. In other words, the Lord may remove the waters, but there are times when he lets them stay there.
But they will not overwhelm
you. They will not overwhelm you. So let's go through this from verse 13. We see that before long, verse 14, a tempestuous wind arose. And in my version, it's called the Euroclidon. In yours, it's, I think, the Northeastern.
Verse what?
Verse 14.
Northeastern. It's the hurricane force called the Northeastern.
Okay.
Hurricane. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I know. But that, I think, you know, NIV is also trying to make things more understandable. Hurricane is what we are used to.
Yeah.
But the storm here was called Euroclidon. Euroclidon. And it is a southeast wind. Anyway, when this wind comes now, very many things begin to happen. They begin to try and do everything they can to make things work. All right?
Mm-hmm.
In verse 18, they started to lighten the ship.
Yes, we began to throw the cargo overboard. Yes. They began to throw.
In verse 19,
mm-hmm.
we threw the tackle, which I said was equipment for setting up things in the ship. So there are things you actually need. But
it must be very heavy equipment. They come up pretty early in the throwing out of things.
They seem to think that will... Because you see, the ship is not too heavy.
Yeah.
It will float a little higher.
Mm-hmm.
Even if... They go through a shallower waters, it is easier.
Yes.
Okay, they throw that away. And then they still throw something else, which I saw. If you go to...
It will be later.
It will be later.
It will be later.
Yeah, anyway, for now, things are so bad that in verse 20, they have not seen sun, they have not seen stars, and then... They lost hope of being saved in verse 20.
Yes, when neither sun nor stars appeared for many days.
Right.
And the storm continued raging.
Yes.
We finally gave up all hope of being saved.
Yes. Now, eventually, later on, we'll say that that is probably a person where a certain person is in their life.
Neither sun nor stars.
Yes.
What does that really depict? But I'm wondering how that looked like in a sea, in a tempest.
Yeah.
The fact that you neither see the sun nor the stars.
You see there is foam.
So you can't know whether it's day or night. Is that so?
Yeah, you don't know the time. You don't know how many days have passed. Although they seem to eventually say they are 14 days. Maybe they land later.
Yeah.
Then the other thing I learned is that stars were also their navigation equipment. Stars, because you know, that particular North Star and this other one.
Yes.
Even that they can't see.
So they don't even know where they are.
You see, they're trying to roll, they're trying to do this, and eventually they just let the thing move. They are losing hope.
They are lost.
They are going to die. If it was today, they are sending an SMS now saying, whatever happens, know that I love you. That is where we are. The next verse says they are not eaten, because who would eat?
You don't eat.
Such a case.
You would have to be strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, the look is also being nice. Another writer would have even said that their stomachs, that they are now throwing up. That kind of upheaval, it leaves you sick. People are seasick, to say the least. Yeah. Some are probably shivering.
Cold
the water. Some of the water is coming in. The wind is coming in. And so it's a terrible situation. It's like where the disciples were and they saw a ghost. You remember?
Yes.
And they knew it is their day to die. So that is the point where they have reached. It is at that point that now Paul again says in verse 21 that you should have listened to me.
Do you suppose Paul at this point, just before he speaks,
right,
in 21,
yes,
when they are neither seeing sun nor stars,
yeah,
even Luke himself,
yeah,
includes himself in saying, we finally gave up all hope
of being
saved.
Yeah.
What do you suppose is happening with Paul?
Paul, I'm sure, is because again, we don't want to romanticize Paul. I think Luke is convinced they're going to die. I think the other guy from Macedonia,
poor fella,
is probably wondering. I was also wondering, why am I in this thing anyway? I should have stayed in my own country.
Maybe I made the wrong
decision.
Choice.
Yeah. I have a feeling only Paul is left, and he's like a flickering wick of faith. I have a feeling he must have also wondered, did I hear God right? I don't imagine that he was always just knowing, I know, I mean, the Lord is with me. I think,
and remember, he nearly got released, he not healed.
Yes.
So he's saying now, goodness.
To be honest, I think he must be also having questions in his mind.
Some questions, at least.
But I also seem to think that he took a lot of time in praying, because nobody else is talking with him. People are wondering.
Yeah.
You know what people normally say when this happens? Mom!
Mommy.
That's the only person they can think about. I don't know that anybody will call their father. Or their guardian in that state. It is their mom. Alive or dead, they want the mom to come and fix them.
That is very funny.
So
okay.
In that case, it is likely that Paul had more time to pray. You know?
Yes.
When things... It's David who says, what time I am afraid, I will trust
in you.
In you. So then encourages them and says, you did the wrong thing. I mean, you should have listened to me. All right? And I told you, that is verse 21. In verse 22, he says, but take heart, because there will be no loss of life among you. And the point I liked, point there where God, where he says, for there stood an angel and say, me, do not be afraid, Paul, you must be brought before Caesar. You see, that's the purpose of this trip. It is to witness to Caesar. And then the verse that excites me is that indeed God has granted you all those who sail with you.
Let me just read that.
Yes.
after they had gone a long time without food.
Right.
Paul stood up before them and said, "Men, you should have taken my advice not to sail from Crete.
Yes.
Then you would have spared yourselves this damage and loss.
Right.
But now I urge you to keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed. Last night, an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood beside me and said, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must stand trial before Caesar. And God has graciously given you the lives of all who sail with you. So keep up your courage, men, for I have faith in God that it will happen just as he told me.'"
Right. Mine says, "I believe God."
"For I have faith in God." See, all right.
Yes.
"For I believe God."
Right. Now.
Wow.
Of course, there are so many things here that can be said, but that these people are being spared because of Paul.
Yeah.
"I have granted..."
Yes, I've graciously given you
yes.
the lives of all who sail with you.
That tells me the whole wow. thing of salvation hey. Is not a joke.
Hey. I see where you're going.
You see where I'm going?
I do.
It tells me that one member of a family who has believed in God can cause the whole family, extended, nuclear, to be spared because God has granted the lives to that
graciously
individual.
Given
graciously
you.
Given. To that particular individual.
What manner of people ought we to be?
Seeing this.
In view of one. Yes.
We ought to be grateful people.
Yes.
We ought to be careful how we live our lives.
Uh-huh.
And we ought to know that we carry God's presence with us. And since now everybody is listening, the other people who are not born again, they have to treat us well. It sounds like a joke, but it is so true.
It is.
Actually, there is even explanation. I've just remembered when there was a discussion between God and Abraham. You remember?
Yes.
He said, "What if you find 50 people and so on, and up to 10? He said, "If I find 10 people, I'll spare this land." All these people who have been blaming us Christians in this country should be doing the opposite. Should be throwing us a party.
Because
God has graciously given their lives because of the people of God
that prayed.
And especially those people who pray.
That stood in the gap.
And are still standing in the gap to this day.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
But the other thing I want to mention there, Wambui, don't expect these angels to come and stand before you only when you're in crisis.
Mm-mm.
You should have developed your relationship with God, because Paul has seen angels before.
Mm-hmm.
He has had supernatural
encounters.
Guidance.
Yes.
Long before this thing happened.
True.
So that even when he sees an angel, he knows it's an angel, not like the disciples who saying this is a ghost. What are we saying? The principle of Joseph: when there is plenty, invest in building your spiritual life, so that when this day comes, you are able to stand.
Yes.
The day that you pray, "Please heal me," and it is not coming.
Mm.
I'm not prophesying, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
The day that the fire has come in your house and you are standing outside saying, "God, would you send something to stop this rain?" The fire is not stopping. That is the time you will need this muscle that you should have built when things were good.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So, Amboi, after that, they are driven along, and now it is the 14th night in verse 27, going ahead, and it's when they begin to take the soundings we said about. And without going into the detail of the 20 fathoms, you have I think better your measurements are modern. The feet, I think you're using feet.
Where is the measurement?
In verse 28.
In verse 28.
Yes.
Yes. It says they took soundings and found the water was 120 feet.
All right.
Deep.
And then later?
Later it was 90. Okay. 90 feet deep.
Yeah. So they realize This thing is getting narrower. There seems to be something that can strike the ship. And in verse 30, they decide to run away. And to take the lifeboat and pretend that there is something they are fixing. And again, Paul. Now the centurion listens to him. Paul says in 31, unless this man stay in the ship, you cannot be saved. And so before they go to the lifeboat, they separated it from they cut the rope so that the thing floats away. So everybody has to stay together so that whatever happens, happens. The centurion now is doing better. And then in verse 33, Paul is encouraging people. And he's saying, you've not eaten for a long time. Let's eat something good for our survival. Because that for not a hair will fall from the head of any of you.
Yes.
Even the captors, sometimes even your enemies, are going to find grace because of your presence. And then Paul he sets an example. He doesn't say, let's eat. He himself eats first. And he gives thanks to God.
Yes.
And then they ate. I took note on boy that in verse 35, before he ate his food, he prayed.
In front of them all.
Have you ever felt shy sometimes, embarrassed? Maybe not you, but me, I have once in a while.
Is this the right place?
You're thinking, let me just pray quietly.
I can just bow and...
Yes. Or even without bowing in my heart, I can still thank God for the food. But I have seen some people in restaurants. Mm. They don't care. They open the Bible, they read it, they have a Bible study, they have a prayer, and I like that kind of thing.
Yes.
Can I tell a funny story before we go to the more serious part now?
Yes, sure.
Shambach, you know a man called R.W. Shambach?
Yes, I've heard about him.
He came here some years ago, and I attended his crusade.
I didn't, but oh, I knew
you knew that he was around. Mm. So he gave this story that they are going to a restaurant with a young evangelist.
Uh-huh.
Thank God for young people.
Yes.
And when they went to the restaurant, he took the cutlery, took the fork and knife, and then he stood on a table, and he stood on the table. Yes. He hit these things together to produce a sound and said, we are going to pray. He said, I know many of you did not pray for your meal, so I'm going to also pray for you. And so Shambach says he wished the ground would have opened
and swallowed him. Yes.
And this guy prayed for so long.
Mm.
When they opened their eyes, most of the patrons had left.
And
the young man didn't care anyway. He just said, if they can smoke in the restaurant, surely I can also pray.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Mm?
So I'm not saying you make it a big deal like that guy, but at least don't be afraid to pray. What you may not know is that there is somebody who is looking for hope in that matato you are in.
Mm.
And they don't know who can help them connect with God. And I've heard of people who have been in an aeroplane. They're reading the Bible and people are scorning them. When the thing begins to look like it's about to crash, they go near the person. So don't be afraid to be associated with prayer, like Paul is. Can I go on?
Yes, please.
So we now find out that, again, verse 38, they lighten the ship again. By the way, I also had another thought.
Mm.
There are times when it comes that you keep throwing away things that are not important in your life.
As in that is important?
Yes.
All right.
And it becomes important when you are in the crisis. So there are some other things that you think are so important just because you are having this time.
Until you are in a crisis.
Yes.
And then you realize they don't matter.
They don't. Yeah. For instance, maybe you have a phone, but you really want another one that has more nicer things. Yet there is a person who is hungry who needed your help.
Yeah.
One day you realize those things were not that important.
Yeah.
I just thought that as a side.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm.
So anyway, we now enter into Malta. And by verse 41, the prow and the... For you, it's the bow and the stern are being separated from each other.
Yes. The stand was broken into pieces.
Yes, this is where we are saying things fall apart.
Completely.
Everything has fallen apart. The ship itself is not there anymore. And therefore, the worst the soldiers can do, the best they think is to
kill. But at verse 39, they've glimpsed something.
What did they do?
A bay with a sandy
That's another
beach.
Problem.
But they didn't recognize the land.
Yes, they didn't know where it was.
Yeah.
Like I said, they have not seen sun, they have not seen stars. But they're happy this is a place.
At least they've seen something.
Yeah, but they are also wondering whether it will manage to, what do you call it in the aircraft world, to land, crash land.
Mm-hmm. Crash land.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah,
now
yeah. Mm.
And they do all the best
Run
they can.
The ship aground.
Yes, the best they can, and it doesn't work. At the end, the thing falls apart. But thank God, as Paul's testimony had come, they are able to all jump away and get into this island.
Amen.
I wanted to make a few comments on
please, please do.
As we come towards the end, which I thought were really, 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 really powerful. Number one.
Yes.
Verse 7 and 8. They said, we sailed slowly for many days, and they were passing wherever they were passing with difficulty.
Yes.
Now, there are people whose lives seem to be going that slowly.
Yes. And moving with difficulty.
With difficulty.
Okay.
We want to tell them that the ending can be positive.
Amen.
But those moments
Amen.
Do come.
Yes.
Because the prosperity preacher says those days never come. The biblical teaching says
there are days
like that which have come to the apostle himself.
When things are very slow.
Very, very slow.
And difficult.
And difficult. They are not moving.
Yes.
Your CV is being sent, but it is not bringing any results.
Uh-huh.
Your business is at a point where the customers are no longer coming. Whatever it is in your own life, you may be at that point. We want to encourage you that the storm is going to pass, but it may not pass today. Today our message is not quick fix.
No.
It is hold on in the storm because the angel of the Lord is going to encourage you.
Even that is faith.
That is where that faith is bigger than the other one. That faith is bigger.
It's huge.
Yes. And I've had T.D. Jakes say something to that extent recently. You know, that it is when the miracle didn't come to be able to move on. But of course, we are not saying you lose that God will come through.
No.
Only that he may not come through tomorrow.
The days may be many,
yes.
Many
yeah.
days.
Yes, and you are moving with difficulty. One
yes.
more thing.
All right.
Verse 20.
Verse 20.
Mm-hmm. When neither sun nor stars appeared. You know what I felt the Lord was saying to us?
You just tell us.
Nothing bright appeared in your life.
For a long time.
Yes.
For many days.
For many days. When God created the world, there were the greater lights to rule the day.
Uh-huh.
And the lesser lights.
Yes, to rule the night.
Yes, the moon and the stars. All of them are not being seen. There are no compliments from anybody. No sun, no stars. You are trying to do your best. Nobody is recognizing you.
Then the storm is continuing to
it's
rage.
Continuing to rage.
There are not these positive things.
Positive things once in a while.
But there's the presence of the storm still.
The storm is still there. You are in hospital, there are no visits. I don't know that you've been to KNH or one of the public hospitals.
Yeah, yeah.
There are wards where people stopped coming. They came, they got tired. No stars. The way people in high school can understand, now I don't know how they do it, but in my day we used to have letters, you know?
Nice.
And in the dining room they would read who has received mail.
Mm.
Even when I was in college, by the way, they still had those.
Mm.
No mail has come. When stars, no sun, nothing appeared. You are in jail, even for the wrong reason. No one is coming. You have put in your appeal. It is not moving. There is a marriage problem, like I trying to say in the beginning, and no one is listening to the side of your story.
Mm-hmm.
All they have said is a good woman knows how to keep his man. or if you are a good enough man, you should have been strong. Maybe there really was a real problem from the other side, and maybe you even tried, but who is paying attention to you? No one is there. Remember, when that is happening, the wind is blowing softly. You will reach safely, and more importantly, nothing of value will be lost.
Mm.
Not a hair will be lost.
Wow.
Today, Ombuya, I said, is a very serious day.
Yes.
Because it also includes people who God may have withheld healing, but they will still make it to the end of the journey. Now we're talking of even heaven, and even there, nothing that is really important has been lost. It is only temporal things that have been lost. And now it is not an angel, it is the Holy Spirit speaking to us. When there is no sun, when there are no stars, just hold on. You will present your case to Caesar, because God has ordained that you will reach to Caesar. And like I say, nothing that is really important will be lost.
Mm. Yes. So there could look like losses here and there.
There will be losses.
Nothing really important.
Nothing of value is lost.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 24.
Yes.
Was important to me as we went through the reading.
All right.
Where the angel is talking and said, you must stand trial before Caesar.
Yes.
I think maybe somehow I've kept wondering about Paul and the appeal and the fact that sometimes you can hear something,
yes,
or you think you've heard something, and what follows is, yes, such that you might wonder, did I really hear at the beginning?
Did I do the right thing?
Did I do the right thing? Was that, yes, the right choice? I thought I was making the right choice. But the way things are going,
yes,
it seems to me the angel understands that it's important to assure Paul about that appeal to Caesar.
I hear you.
You must stand trial before Caesar.
But you see, it did not start there.
Yes.
When he was called, the call in Damascus way.
Yes.
Part of the message was that you will present the gospel to the Gentiles and their kings.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
So there was already an idea planted in Paul long even before this experience. And it could be part of the reason he even wrote and said, I want to come to Rome. If you read the Romans letter, which, by the way, was written 3 years from this time.
Okay.
Yeah, he says, now I think I'm finding a way in God's will to come to you. So that it is, when you walk with the Lord, by the time a message like this comes, you have heard a few other things, a few other hints.
True.
Yeah. And so, but it is very reassuring, like you are saying, because I like I said, I don't think Paul is an angel. I think he doubted once in a while. I think he wondered. I think he may be like John the Baptist, who said, are you the one?
Yeah.
I've been preaching about you.
Do we wait for another?
Yeah. I told the people that I'm sure, because the Holy Spirit showed me by means of a dove that you are the one. But now I want to know, are you the one or did I miss it? I think there were nights like that. Days like that in Paul's life, but I think that he soldiered on. And if you're going through that kind of experience, Paul is a great lesson to us. Let's just put it this way.
Yes.
If you lose everything, don't lose your faith.
Amen.
Don't lose your trust in God. Never forget that God must have a purpose for your life.
Yes.
He can't have just thrown you here as an experiment. As a bunch of cells jumping up and down and with orbits and atoms. there must have been a purpose for your life. What we need to go beyond, and this is not for babes, I'm sorry, in the faith, that could it be that all this in this bigger scheme of things is actually going to why God put me here on earth? If it is, maybe I should take a little bit of the beating, knowing that it is there for the glory of God and nothing is being wasted.
Amen.
Yeah. But like I said, we must encourage ourselves when things are good.
Amen.
We must buttress. Is that a good word?
Yeah, it's okay.
It can fit there.
Yeah, it can.
During the good times, so that when this comes, we are ready for the Lord. Have you visited a strong believer in hospital and they really look hopeless? And as they start talking, you begin to wonder who really was sick. Is it me or them?
Who encouraged the other?
Yes.
I know.
The greatest I had is when a certain lady, and these ladies are born again in a certain family, one of them was going to hospital and they knew this is their last moment to go. And the others sent her greetings to heaven. And she said, sure, I'll pass the greetings.
I'll pass that.
That is a high level that the believer needs to be in.
Amen.
So that these storms are not there to shock us, to make us strong, and to get the gospel to Caesar.
Amen.
Which is very important.
Very important.
Yes.
So we will just for the sake of someone who doesn't know, shall we be able to listen to the trial before Caesar?
Unfortunately not. But like my good friend Dr. Thuamboro says, that sometimes I try to remember something I couldn't. He just told me, if you can't remember, it is not the will of God.
That's an easy way out.
And so if God didn't find that important to record that.
Yeah, because it's not recorded.
Yeah, so
all right.
it is not critical to our faith. But you can read a bit of history here and there. But as far as the biblical record, it is not there.
All right.
Yes.
So we wind this up. The next time you're here,
yes,
it'll be to wind up the book of Acts.
Imagine.
What a great book it's been.
It's been an amazing journey.
What an amazing journey.
Even this for myself.
Following the mighty rushing wind.
Mighty rushing.
Which you like calling the rushing mighty wind.
It is the wind. It is the wind.
Pastor, you have seconds actually to conclude in prayer.
I want to pray.
All right.
And I pray especially for those going through a difficult time.
Yes, oh God.
Dear Father, we thank you for the way you've taken us in this book. And today you have spoken specifically to someone who is going through a difficult time, telling them to have hope. For they are stood before Paul, an angel, and that voice of the angel still speaks to us.
Yes.
That our lives will not be lost.
Yes.
Not a hair will be lost. Nothing of value will be lost.
Yes.
In us. I pray that we may be strong. I pray that we may hold on to faith. I pray that we may be the encouragement when we need encouragement ourselves. I pray for that grace. And then I pray for all believers that are listening to me, that according to your word, you will graciously give them their lives, but the lives of others because of believing in you. I pray that we may always remember that our place in God is secure and very, very key.
Yes.
And help us to live a life that communicates that.
Mm.
For those who may be wavering in their faith because of the hard things they have gone through, help us to return strong until we finish the race.
Yes.
This is our prayer, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Jodha Munene from Christ is the Answer Ministries in Ngong, where he is the senior pastor with us today, as well as every alternate Mondays for the Meat of the Word.
This is the Meat of the Word on Hope FM.